Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL draft legend, college legend special. Today is Tim Harris, linebacker, the Green Bay Packers, by way of Memphis State University when he attended. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Well, you know, this morning, I've been here on 100 Yards Football platform, and there's something that got into me. It's something about proud. It's something about hometown. It's something about something in the water. So I'm on that rampage this morning, talking about all the great players that came out of Memphis High School football that's went on to great things in the National Football League. I started off with a video this morning with the name of Kevin Austin. He's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a fourth-round pick this past week in 138th overall. I gave him kudos and love. Then I just finished with Jerome Woods, formerly of the University of Memphis by way of Melrose High School, Kansas City Chiefs legend. So today I consider the 901 day. And now I'm going to end it with Tim Harris. Boy, was he a football player at the University of Memphis, then when he got with the Green Bay Packers. And boy, he can talk that smack. We call it that Memphis love. We talking about challenging your manhood. Tim Harris was that. His nickname in NFL was Six Gun. But the story with Tim Harris is a little bit different. See, Tim Harris was born in Birmingham, Alabama, so he's originally not a Memphis native. He was going to Woodlawn High School. But he wasn't doing the right thing. He wasn't getting his grades. And Woodlawn has had some great, great athletes out of the Birmingham, Alabama area. Woodlawn High School, can you say Carlos Dansby? Auburn University, can you say Tony Nathan? Roll Tide, Miami Dolphins. Ricky Smiley, we all know who he is. Greg Carr, Auburn. And one of their most famous alum just recently passed to Bobby Bowden, head coach at Florida State. Well, Tim Harris' mother knew something. She knew that baby Harris had a problem, but he had great talent. But if I don't get him out of this environment and get him to focus on his schoolwork, it's not going to happen for him, period. So his senior year, his mother moved him from Birmingham to Memphis and sent him to live with his uncle and aunt, who were teachers at one of the most pristine private schools in the Memphis City area, Catholic High School. Excuse me. And the thing that was so ironic about that is that Tim Harris was not even eligible his senior year. Excuse me. He only played one game. And it was a playoff game. And that game, he had 22 tackles. 22 tackles. One game, his senior year in high school, the Catholic High School, as a transfer. Because that was the only time he was eligible. And the schools came coming. From Alabama to UCLA to Tennessee to Notre Dame. but he elected to play for Rex Doctrine in Memphis State University. He finished his Tiger career with over 201 tackles, 49 tackles for loss. And his skill set was off the charts, where he was paying a fourth-round draft pick in that 86th draft by the Green Bay Packers. But what he brought to the NFL was instincts as a pass rusher and that quick reaction, A+. That explosiveness and sudden movement, A+. That tackling, he was one of the hardest hitters that played in Memphis State and played with the Packers, A+. His burst was outstanding, A+. His aggressiveness, his intensity, A+. His power presence, what I mean by that, pressing the pocket, A+. And he had outstanding arm length. He was 6'6", A+. Best season, 1989, 19.5 sacks, Pro Bowler, 81 career sacks, 537 career tackles. Played on that Green Bay Packers defense in 89 and had Robert Brown, Brian Noble, Johnny Harlan, Texas A&M, Mark Murphy, Chuck Cecil, Arizona University, Rod Pitts, UCLA, Dave Brown, Michigan. Then he got traded to the 49ers, and he got that bling bling. In 94, he was a reserve. What more can I say? Played very well in the backup role because he had to. Because he's on the field with royalty. Steve Wallace, Ricky Waters, Jerry Rice, Ed McAfee, Brent Jones, Wim Floyd, Gary Plummer, Kenny Norton Jr., Lee Woodall, Merton Hanks, Eric Davis, Tim McDonald, Damon Stutterfield, Brian Young, Steve Young. I don't have to say no more. Prime time. Fort Myers, Florida, Deion Sanders. Tim Harris was part of that. And the thing that I'm proud of is that his mother had the knowledge and ability that let him finish his senior year in Memphis, Tennessee, and become a part of a great family, the 901, the city itself, Catholic High School. And he went to a high school that had some pretty good football players in Greg Porter, Robert Morris, Kevin Mallon, located over there at 61 North McLean Boulevard, area code 38104. Tim Harris considered himself a Memphian, a family member of Memphis State University, and a proud member to say, hey, I'm from Memphis and I played in the National Football League. It's something special when you can punch your chest. And granted, I'm not saying Memphis is a football powerhouse or playground where players come out like South Florida, or the state of Texas down there in Lufkin, or even here in South Georgia, Alabama, Florida. I just mentioned now California. But all I'm saying is the 901, we produce some football players too that's made they stay in the National Football League.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been talking about Tim Harris, linebacker, formerly of Catholic High School, Memphis State University, the Green Bay Packers, and Super Bowl champion with the 1994 San Francisco 49ers. Boy, he was a tenacious football player, and he was mean. Six gun. My final words about Tim Harris. Special thanks one more time to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, to my beautiful parents that brought me in this world, Mrs. Inez Turner and Mr. Chester Turner. I think about Tim Harris. I think about Billy Idol, the crazy Billy Idol from London, England, the mate. And I think about Rubble Yale. And I think about Tim Harris. Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. rubble, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tim Harris was rubble, yeah, when he got to the National Football League after a Catholic high school by way of Memphis University, Memphis State at the time. Fourth round draft pick in the 1986 NFL draft by the Packers and Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers. Thank you. All I can say, 901 Bill Street. How about the Memphis Grizzlies? I know superstars are sending J. Morant. Y'all be blessed. Thank you. 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.